This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Football Friday.
Nix climbs the pocket to the five, to the goal line. Bo Nix into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver. Marvin in trouble. Steps out of a tackle. And here we go. Marvin's loose. Points to a Raider down the sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Denver will rush three. And here comes Benito. And Benito's got Geno. And down Smith goes. Fullback in the game, and he gets the carry inside the 25, inside the 20. This is Prentice. He's got a first down as he's rolled to the turf at the 15-yard line by Isaiah Polamau. 18 yards on a run by Adam Prentice. He came in to the game this year with 20 yards rushing total. Handed off to Harvey. Harvey off right guard. Harvey into the end zone. Not much resistance there at all for the Raiders. In the shotgun, Raiders will rush six. Bo in the pocket throws a ball that is behind Sutton, who goes down and makes a really nice catch as he tumbles to the ground at the 34-yard line.
I kind of miss not hearing like the one highlight clip we could get a week from CSU and Wyoming. And
Jim Mora announces the new head coach.
Yeah, just have that play all over.
That one week when it was like Micah cut in and it was like, there is no CSU.
There were no highlights because they got shut out by Wyoming. No scoring plays.
There were no highlights because they were talking about CU while Wyoming scored.
They were. Who was? The broadcasters?
There was a week where Wyoming was playing and the announcers were talking about the other team while Wyoming scored.
Mind you, this guy doesn't remember our names half the time.
Speaking of Jim Mora will be on the program next week.
Ooh,
so I'm excited.
Yeah. What's your first question going to be?
Do you remember when your dad said playoffs?
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
Playoffs!
Could,
yeah. Playoffs!
That, could you follow it up with, do you think you're going to win Mora?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Jim?
He seemed to like my hiking question. Yeah. Do I bring that up in the first second?
No.
Do I say, hello, it's me, the one that that asked you about mountain hiking?
No, you don't do that.
Why? He's got to know who the one was that cracked everybody up.
That could have a question. He's going to remember you, and if it's not, then you don't want to relive that. Because you're like,
it's me, the guy.
Yeah. Hey, can I go hiking with you?
Yeah.
Is that going to be your first question?
Micah, you should just try like moving to start off before hiking.
I would go hiking with him if he asked me to do it.
You and I tried to go on a hike once. We didn't go
We didn't make it.
No.
We tried to hike 20 steps up. And we're both like, should we drive all the way back and just play Madden?
we brought a flask with us. Right
we did, there. But we also brought like nutritious foods thinking we were going to have a long... Well, I had like one of those little...
Remember the whiskey.
We brought that.
The whiskey was gone.
We sat down and we drank the whiskey and we're like, should we just go home?
Nature.
If you get halfway up and then halfway all the way back, did you make the whole thing?
I don't think
we didn't make it halfway.
I think we made it to the first area where you could sit down. And then we sat down.
You know what? And this is definitely the redneck in me, but I can't stand walking on trails when that dog, I just saw a Labrador take a poop over there. But now I'm watching this woman pick up that poop. That's weird. This is not nature. I go back to my farm.
You made fun of me for picking up my dog's poop once.
I did?
Yeah. I was on the phone with you. I said, I have to pick up my dog's poop. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, dude, you should live on a farm. And I was like, I like electricity and warmth and air conditioning and heat.
They've come a long ways. We just recently got FM radio out there.
Really?
Yeah. So we're moving in the right direction.
You don't pick up your cow's poop? What do you do out there?
Yeah, what do you do with all the poop, man? I have to pick up my dog's poop. Why can't you pick up all your cow's poop?
Pick up the cow's poop and give it to Kevin McFarlane.
Mm.
He likes compost.
None of the audience knows what you just said, But thank you for that. Why would you give Pope to a random person?
Kevin runs a nonprofit that is all about organic material, and cow poop is very good for organic composting. That is where Micah was coming from.
I think you should put it in a bag and set it on fire on somebody's porch.
It's the poop again.
Absolutely do that.
Well, don't put it out with your boot.
Dad, you guys say that. I know three people who live in the city, and it's all three of you guys. So you say that now, but then
technically, I don't really live in the
city. Don't tell me what to do, devil woman.
Mike is cracking himself up.
He's kind of cracking me up himself.
It's pretty good. Tanner Swenson studio.
Hello,
the dude
everyone.
Down the hall's in studio.
Hello.
Mike dancing with himself is in studio.
Hello.
Good to see you guys. Durbs was gone for like 45 days, it seems like.
It was a day and a half.
When Durbs isn't around, it feels like he's been gone forever. Because this entire station has just become Durbs.
Mm-hmm. So
when our leader isn't here, then we don't know what to do with ourselves.
I bet everyone's you accomplished sad. An awful lot.
I guess. It just seems more depressing around here, to be honest.
I realized what my job was supposed to be around here again. I did paperwork. I did everything that I remember used to do before he came in.
He said Chris makes a pretty good point here. Fellas, do you really want Micah to be the producer with the first contact with greeting Jim Mora?
Oh, gosh.
Can you be out sick that day? I trust Brian. Like, now, Brian would 100% make the joke, but they'd be like, I'm just kidding, Jim. Yeah. I love you. I'm a hippie. And then you'd be fine. Micah would do it. And he's like, anyways, I'm going to put you on hold. You wish you would have stayed at UConn? I do.
Did you take the Husky with you?
Do you know Washington Huskies are better, right?
Well, he played for Washington. So
that's going to be 100% the first thing he says. Hi, Coach Micah from KFK. Good dogs. It's going to be the first
Don't
thing.
Don't do that because he's a Ram.
Yeah,
now.
It's going to be the first
so
thing
can't
out of his
do
mouth.
That.
I would not do that, no.
Or he's going to go, Brady's been obsessed with wanting to go hiking with you.
Yeah, don't do that either.
I'm not going to do that. Tanner is belittling me here.
No.
And I'm a very professional person.
You're telling me that there wasn't a slim possibility of anything that I just said actually happening?
In an alternate universe.
The parallel universe, Jimmy.
You wore your Washington shirt the day you knew we had Lindsay Oates on.
It was Thursday. Thursday is the
Washington night.
In Micah's defense, he has seven shirts, and they've got to go on assigned days.
This is Thursday shirt.
He does. And I'm wearing Friday shirt.
To be fair, I do the Friday shirt thing a little bit, too. This is the same shirt that I wear.
Is that a new shirt?
Yes, it is. Thanks for noticing.
Really good.
I appreciate that.
We got the quarterback mustard toilet bowl to get to.
Yeah,
did you even have mustard today?
I did.
Okay.
It was on my burger.
Bags of burgers.
Yeah. Oh, you had a burger?
I did.
What'd you put on it?
Ketchup, mustard, pickle.
No lettuce.
No lettuce.
Tomato?
Or mayonnaise or tomatoes. Or onions. No tomatoes.
So you had a good burger.
I do ketchup only, so.
Thanks, Mike. No one asked.
No cheese?
Oh, cheese, yeah.
But just ketchup?
Yeah.
Derbs?
Everything but onions. Not onions.
I love onions.
I just took the cheapest burger A&W had and said, I'll take that, please. Get some gambling to do, man.
Can't believe you didn't get root beer.
Yeah, that's the best thing they have.
I have a different beverage of choice today, Mike. It's Friday.
You didn't get a root beer?
No, I did not.
What was that, Mike?
You missed the root.
Nice.
Anyways, Jim,
dynamite drop in.
Brady will be with you in a couple of seconds.
Quarterback toilet bowl, right?
Right.
Am I right?
You were.
Oh, we're picking?
No one's on the clock yet, Mike.
Yeah, we're not on the clock yet.
God. You have one job.
So apparently I'm losing.
Yeah.
Am I out of it now? Is it over?
Just open this. There's a piece of gum in here.
I don't want to touch that. Put it right there.
I was like opening it up. I don't know.
It's probably from one of your guests.
I'm going to get. No, I know exactly where it came from. I'm not going to put them on blast on there, but I know where it comes from.
Mike, am I out of this now?
I don't think you're out of it, but you definitely need some help at this point.
Okay.
So overall, Brady, you're sitting at 48.72.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. then I am in third place at 45.68.
That's also pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Derbs is in second at 42.75, and Tanner at 41.99, which if he wins, we'll never hear the end of it.
I don't care as long as I don't take
and
four.
Yeah. Derbs, can you take your fantasy football thing seriously? Because I don't really want Tanner to win this.
Oh, I will win.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No. Sunday.
He still doesn't have a starting quarterback in his lineup right now.
Well,
he didn't even know there was a ball game.
We're talking about it, and you're like, I didn't even know I had a guy playing last night. If Tanner wins this again, Derbs, if he does back-to-back,
mm-hmm.
he will be really difficult to deal with.
We will chat on Monday. It'll be a different story.
Okay.
It will be more difficult.
The magic happens on Sundays, not Thursdays.
Do you want some of my players?
Sure.
No, yeah. No, yeah. No.
Mike, who do you want?
Yeah, who do you want? Who do you need? Who's
we'll,
your weakness?
We'll congregate after this.
I will outbid him.
You so want just Dak keep that Prescott?
In mind. Okay. Just keep that in mind. I will outbid him. So if you're going to start a bidding war, I'm in.
Really?
Yes, I want to be a part of that.
We could actually make more than the champion.
We're going to spend.
I'm trying to pay off hosting the draft party this last year. So.
Faith said, is this the thing where the loser has to dress up in Goodwill garb?
Yes. We're going to dress Brady up.
I'm not losing it yet. Mike says I still got a chance to win.
But you are
just
currently
being nice because it's your show.
Really? Am I out?
No, you're not out.
Okay.
All it takes, like, seriously, if
I can't tell if he's being.
If
honest.
I pick somebody who gets an 80 this week, I could easily be in last. I think it would take a couple of bad weeks out of Tanner and Derbs to fall out of those places, but I was in second last week, and now I'm 3 points behind second. So it changes fast.
Yes. Who's got? So where are we? Who? You know?
Whoa!
Stuff and things.
English?
I mic'd it.
Are you asking me to do the rules again? Like.
Nobody knows what the rules are.
Who said I sounded Derbs? Like Porky Pig?
I did. Son of
All right. What do we think about this deal right here? Who's got the first pick?
I do. I have the first pick this week. Aaron Rodgers was at a 62.7 last week, which put me in last for the week. So with the first pick this week,
Micah.
In the toilet bowl.
Can we draft Micah?
I am going to take a 44-year-old Philip Rivers and his whatever 17 children.
You're going against destiny, Mike.
It's a good pick.
You're going against destiny.
He might effing die though. Like
Seattle is going to destroy him.
Yes, correct. Correct. Brady's delusional. Like, oh, it's going to be this great story. No,
there's
it's not.
No sorry, way this guy did it. No. Can come off the sidewalk or wherever he was doing.
Sports is amazing. I saw a guy that played hockey his whole career and became one of the best golfers in the country.
I don't know what movie you're
guessing
talking
that's
about.
A Happy Gilmore reference. But yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I saw a backup quarterback take over mid-season after a Florida State commit goes down and lead his team without a coach in the second half
Shane
to win.
Falco?
No.
Oh.
But I did see that too. Mox?
You talking about Jonathan Moxon?
Yeah. This is a fun game. I saw a coach that actually got a DUI and was disgraced. He was a wonderful hockey guy. Takes over an entire team and leads them to greatness.
The Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. I've seen those things, Mike.
Our old basketball coach.
I love how he drives the limo out on the ice to start. And they're like, the limo driver's like, can we go out on the ice? Like,
go back and look. Like, his record actually wasn't that good. They weren't. They were like a 500 team, and they're like, Bombay, you want to coach the Olympics?
Exactly.
Like, yes, yeah, I do.
Junior Olympic team.
I would like to do that. And then freaking Pacey, the guy from Dawson's Creek, the main character, was pissed off that they didn't get to wear their Mighty Ducks jerseys when they were playing for Team USA. He was pissed they had to put a flag on their jersey. He said, where are the Ducks? And it's like, this isn't the Mighty Ducks, man. But when we were kids in the 90s, we're like, yeah, man, where are the freaking
Ducks? We want to be the Ducks.
Yeah, yeah, and you had the, like, stud kid from the Sandlot that was now, like, a stud hockey player.
Yes.
Benny the Jet?
Yeah.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez was a stud hockey player?
Mm-hmm. What? In Mighty Ducks 2.
And they made a bad choice with the goalie situation, too, because it should have been the girl goalie the whole time. Yep. But they kept giving what's-his-face shots after shot, and it's like, dude, Goldberg. A lot of sexism going on there.
Yeah, that movie was ahead of its time.
And the knuckle puck, he doesn't have time to do that.
No. And you just pick up some random guy off the street to play on the Olympic team?
Yeah. I mean, come on. That was crazy. So the point is, I've seen greatness.
Philip Rivers is going to die on Sunday.
I saw a kid break his arm and play in the freaking major leagues.
That's just major league. Yes.
No, rookie of the year.
Oh, rookie of the year.
I've seen
did
that.
You know that?
Kid.
Did you know that the mom and rookie of the year, her son is Pete Crow Armstrong, the starting center fielder for the Chicago Cubs?
I didn't know that.
There you go. Fun fact for you.
This is wild, man. That I've seen greatness.
That kid from rookie of the year then went on to make all those American Pie shows.
Yes, he did. Yeah. See what happens? When you give a guy a chance. Nobody thought, legally, he shouldn't have even been playing in Major League
Baseball.
Correct. Yeah. But nobody thought he could do what he did, and he did. I saw Angels help win a World Series.
How many of these do you think he's got in the queue here?
This is awesome.
I mean, I saw Angels Fat Pudgy Hobbit go to a prestigious college and get in when nobody thought he could play.
Rudy.
Yeah. We're just, this stuff happens.
All the time.
I saw a guy own a gym, started his own league up, got his own team full of misfits, and won in Las Vegas. Dodging things.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
How about the high school teacher who goes and on to fight in UFC matches to make sure the band program had money?
Here comes the boom.
That's right.
And before that, he was a mall cop.
I saw a cheerleader squad just cheer a lot. And they won the dance-off.
I believe that's just cheerleading,
right? That wasn't really an underdog story, because they were actually pretty legit. They were stealing other cheerleaders' performances, though, and using them as their own in Bring It On.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, does anybody know the name of this movie? And I had it, but I don't know about
Are you guys the exact same age? No,
I'm way older than you guys.
We're all pretty close, though.
We're pretty close.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know how old anybody is.
It's a dog, a golden retriever, play wide receiver.
And
in the sequel, he played basketball.
I mean, there's no rules against the dog playing basketball. Let's sign him.
Rod Tidwell should have never got that contract.
Never.
Great agent. That
show me the
fired.
Money.
And with the second pick in the quarterback toilet bowl, Brady
my whole
is now
point
on
is,
the clock.
It could happen for Philip Rivers. Give me nobody knows who this person is, Brady Cook, against for the Jets this weekend.
That's who's starting?
Yeah. You don't even know it's a person.
You know if it's Taylor that starts.
He's out. Brady Cook will start. It was announced this morning during top stories of the day.
Where
actually, this afternoon at 12:04, we announced it on the show.
Oh,
the
nice.
Insight that I gained.
Well done.
Thank you, guys.
Nobody. To be completely honest, I would much rather dress up Tanner than you.
Mike, you just got to call, man. I don't have to lose. You just have to call.
GoPoke says, this show started drinking yesterday at noon.
You're not wrong.
I didn't.
It was today at noon.
Can I get a sounder since Brady doesn't care about the rules of this anymore?
Did I not get a sounder?
No, because you're just like, Brady Cook, mic drop. That's Bruce Dick when he says one player's name. Pete Rose. That's all that Bruce does.
But you're talking about football, and he just walks in and goes, Pete Rose.
Hey.
Ever heard of him?
A-T. Oh, my God. Ermagerd. So we've got the Colts and the Jets that are gone.
Just the quarterbacks.
Yeah, they still play.
Yeah, they're still going.
Mm-hmm. They're not gone.
You could pick another player, I guess, but... Josh Allen.
Jacoby Brissett. I haven't taken him, right? Right, Mike? Tell me I haven't taken him.
You have taken Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, loser. Week
11.
That should be an extra
week
point
11.
Added to because he tried to draft a player that's already drafted.
He's trying to cheat. Tack
Quit
on a couple
changing
points.
The rules.
That gives you an extra percentage point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Maybe two.
Probably two.
Give me Jordan Love. I haven't taken Jordan Love, have I?
Whoa.
No, you have not.
Let's get one of those premier people.
I'm rooting for you this week.
Coming out into Denver.
Did you just do that so Micah would be your friend?
The air's thinner here, and the wind's more impactful.
We're a less mile impactful. Above.
Where it's less impactful here.
Sea level.
And with the fourth pick in the quarterback toilet bowl draft, the dude down the hall.
I have a rules question.
No!
Oh, God.
No!
If
is it the worst quarterback?
The person that I name doesn't play in the starter that has previously played that I've already picked, what happens
you get
here?
You get a 75.
Ooh.
Who are you thinking?
People.
Derbs, we've all picked. No one can do anything.
I think he was just asking for the fun of it. Yeah. He actually had a reason for it.
I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care. Give me Kenny Pickett. Raiders.
Oh, yeah. No, Geno's out.
Doubtful.
Yeah, Geno's out.
Yeah.
Well, then Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett.
Fence. Who do they have? Who do the Raiders have this week?
Eagles. Birds. Not real.
That's a good pick.
Texter from the 970 says, I think Michael has a better chance to survive this weekend than Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Mike's only got like a 30% chance of surviving. And it's not because he
would pay a handsome amount of money to see Michael line up at quarterback.
Have you heard how fast that scooter goes?
I bet if we released enough footage of Micah on that scooter, they would bring back Ridiculousness for one more season.
Yes, Michael.
I don't have anything.
Oh. He was just shooting daggers
at
me.
Yeah, he was, man.
I picked Jordan Love because of my trust and faith in the Broncos defense, Micah.
And I'm rooting for you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. I'm rooting for you, too. You'll make it, kid.
I took Brady Cook. He's got the same name as me.
I don't know what a Brady Cook is.
I don't think anybody does. Hmm. That's the beautiful part of it.
I thought you got Tyrod Taylor last week, so I was looking Sunday.
No, I took Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, no, I was looking, but Tyrod played, but he was 0 for 4, and he registered a 0.0 QBR. Last week.
That would have been a good one.
So, in my brain, I thought you had him because he went down to the injury.
I did have him.
No,
actually,
you
now that you mentioned
it. The week
it.
Before he had him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was that counts.
When he had a 79.6.
So stupid.
You're pretty good at this.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm coming to the table here. Fantasy football.
No!
I propose a new tiebreaker scenario.
Do what you did to Bruce when he tried to change the rule of the draft.
If you can win, then you can make the rules. Or if you want to control it, you can make the rules.
No, I don't want to control it.
Yeah. 0 for 2.
Yeah.
If I control it, we're going to do like humans do in 2025 and just enter it in like at the moment. I don't want, like, you don't have to write it in later.
You got to be in person.
Well, you can, but just enter it in the thing.
No. Have you seen Brian
trying to? That is what I did. Yeah. You weren't present.
Yeah.
No, he's saying that
you didn't do it that way.
He's saying each individual
fill it out online. Oh. When my pick is up, I just hit select
instead of
my
just
person.
Going through.
If we do it that way, I'll run it. But that's freaking easy.
But then now, no, because then we try and get as many people to the draft as possible. He wants to change the tiebreaker for the.
No, it's not about not going to the draft. It's you don't have to physically write everybody's picks down, and you just pick them in person. But you're doing it from your laptop.
It's old school. I like old school.
You're 12 years old.
Also 54, I'm pretty sure.
Tie-breaking scenario. I beat Kyle Johnson twice, and he is in, and we had a tie, and he's in the playoffs over me, Mike.
Do you like I told Tanner, like, I complained about this now 2 years in a row, that it's like 200 points more have been scored against me than anybody else the last 2 years.
You got to play better defense, Mike.
You got to talk your team up better.
Yeah, you got to play better defense.
And my points four are right in line with everybody else, but I have 200 more points scored against me.
Yeah, that part we can't really.
Yeah, no. So I don't want to hear about anything you have to say.
I make the rules.
It's the points four. That's every league that I've ever been in.
But that's not real sports leagues, though.
But,
my whole point is to stay with the
fantasies in the name of the game. And also, last year we said you got in because of this tiebreaker.
That doesn't matter. This is this year.
Yes,
we make the rule change now.
That's a whole nother time.
It's a whole
make the rule change now, and then I would be in.
I would at least like a 50-yard field goal is worth more than one point.
Can we change that?
No, because kickers don't matter. We don't ever kick. We don't punt. Kickers. We don't kick. We don't play defense.
I honestly didn't know that rule all year until Tanner said it yesterday.
It's been the same way for the last.
And I never look at my kicker, and then I'm always like, wait, why did he only have 3 points?
Exactly.
That's right.
I had a... Will,
why are you clapping at me? I don't know.
Aubrey? Broncos quarterback, kicker.
Will Lutz.
I had Will Lutz in that game where he kicked like 475 53-yard field goals.
Yeah.
And I was like, I only got three
points.
If I could have figured out how to get rid of kicker and defense, you wouldn't see him at all.
The leagues that make you play, and this is one I'm into, that make you pick defensive players, it's the worst one.
Oh, yeah. That's
why I don't want any of it.
Do not
do
that.
Terrible. I have seen some leagues that will where punters will decide the games because they're so heavily weighted that way.
I just like a 50-yard field goal is pretty substantial.
It's like a 12-yarder these days.
Give me
your kicker could have kicked 40, 50-yard field goals, and you're still not making the playoffs, Mike.
You're scared I'm not in the playoffs right now.
I am afraid he was getting hot. Right?
I almost beat him. He just had that one guy at the end.
Woohoo!
Were you kind of worried, though, after the second quarter when he had a registered point?
Jahmyr Gibbs is a beast. That guy.
Brady knows.
He scored twice, 40 points.
That twice he has knocked me out of the playoffs.
There was one week he scored 54.
Oh, I just got a fantasy notification. I did. Oh, I did too. What happened?
Nobody cares.
Mike Clay has everything you need to know with week 15 of Fantasy Outlooks. We'll have to read that, Terps.
For what?
30 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. I am, Bruce is with me. We can get a vote.
You guys can have dual commissionership.
Let me run it. It will be done in 5 seconds and it's over.
Just happy I don't have to host this next year.
I don't have to do anything and just donate $50, not come in last to cater something, I'm a happy camper.
I spent all of your
You literally go to ESPN, start league, snake draft. Go. Enter your first.
That was me, and I spent all your entry fees, so good luck getting paid this
year.
We'll
be right back.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Things got a little heated talking about fantasy football, as they tend to do.
Derbs currently has Tyrod Taylor as a starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
Today's not Sunday.
Didn't we just say that he's not playing?
Yeah,
correct.
Right now, set his lineup yet.
And without a quarterback, I only have a 66% chance.
Counting on you.
Oh, I will win.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't bug you more that the guy who never checks until Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Okay, you guys hate me that much? Okay.
No, it's not that we hate you. It's just you're the more...
I was so nice. I didn't even bring up the fact that I made the playoffs until 6:10 on Monday morning.
Yes. Yeah, we all know.
You're welcome.
And he was watching it closer than everyone.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes. I was 100% doing that.
You should watch him try to cash a bet. Refresh.
What's the point of placing a bet if you don't want to watch the games, Derbs?
Well, you don't watch the game. You sit and you just refresh on the phone. That's not watching.
I got yelled at for that last week. I watched so many out-of-market hockey games, and my wife goes, why are there so many games on? We normally just let them watch TV on Sundays for the Broncos. So I had to start refreshing more on my phone. Tater was getting too much screen time.
How do you feel about the Broncos-Packers game this weekend?
There's worried.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
When the line comes out like that, just in general, that's a pretty telling sign of what they actually think of the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Being a dog at home while you're 11-2 and on a 8-game streak. 10. Yep, got it.
It was one of them.
that's a worrisome sign. I think this is actually just a perfect letdown spot for him. And I don't hate it. If they lose, because I don't think riding that many wins into the playoffs is typically a
good
thing.
There is the argument to be made that sometimes losing a game before you get in, especially after you went on a 10-game winning streak, could kind of build up some perspective for you.
I agree on that when people are chasing an undefeated season, but this team's lost already. I don't think it's going to impact them if they run the table or not. But also, I think that just shows you how the odds makers and just people in the national media view the top end of the AFC. New England is home dogs against Buffalo this weekend.
Yeah,
Denver was home underdogs against Kansas City as well. So it's because of how Denver wins. It's always close, and it always comes down seemingly to a last-second field goal, and so if they're going to play with fire, they're eventually going to get burnt, and I would imagine that's what the odds makers are looking at.
Well, and I think they look at Jordan Love and the way he's been playing the last few weeks, and, you know, Bo Nix is, he's fine. He's not that upper echelon, but Jordan Love is playing like a top-five quarterback right now.
And they're getting healthy.
Yeah, they're getting healthy. The Packers are interesting, too, because if Josh Jacobs can't go, I still don't know how that impacts, because they got a pretty good backup running back, too. And the Broncos really haven't played a team where there's not, like, one stud. The Packers are so spread out.
They're built about like the Broncos are.
Yeah, they have a lot, but they have a better quarterback, and that's the difference. Imagine Jordan Love with this offense today. I'm not saying Bo Nix in the future, whatever, but Jordan Love is a better quarterback today.
I think what you said this morning on our show was very true, and I don't think Bo Nix gets enough credit for that. He doesn't.
He doesn't have terrible
games.
Baker Mayfield last night was terrible in the second half,
yeah,
especially that fourth quarter.
And his defense was
You don't have a lot of game. You just have bad play calling, I think, a lot of times with Bo. You have bad plays, but you don't really walk away and go, wow, Bo was awful that quarter. A lot of it, to me, is bad play calling a quarter.
I think some of it, too, is it just comes down to his feet still, guys. I know I've been saying this all season, but when he just calms down in the pocket, he's one of the best. I truly think he can be and does perform like one of the best in the league. When he's calm in that pocket, he gets those antsy feet. It's like he's got ants biting him down on his heels down there, and he starts shaking around, and he gets inanchored. He gets wild in his decision-making process, gets so sped up that he makes the wrong decisions.
That can happen pretty quick when you have a Micah Parsons on the other side, too.
Ball's been very good, though, this year. The best tackle in football.
Green Bay's pass rush is interesting, though. It's kind of all or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they're not... If they're not sacking you, they're not necessarily hitting you. Like, the Broncos are pretty consistent. You start to surround that quarterback. You don't bring him down, but you still force him to throw fast. And then you eventually get the sacks. With Green Bay, they're either getting a sack or they're not touching you. They're not getting in there.
And Green Bay likes to hunt down the field, which doesn't really bode well for a team with a pass rush like Denver. Like,
yeah.
They're going to get pressure on him. He's going to have to get it out a lot
Riley
faster.
Moss got to be clean. Riley Moss has to be clean. No DPIs.
Yeah, it's a spread out offense, so it'll be interesting.
Broncos by a zillion dudes.
41 minutes after the hour. It's fun right now, though, with all three of these teams.
And the Rockies
right now.
And the Rockies are cooking too.
Pass. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man Brady Hull on the Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back into the whole show on a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Did you guys know there's going to be a chance at Big City Roadhouse on New Year's Day for their hangover breakfast they're going to have from 8 to 10:30? You could win a 55-inch smart TV.
Between that and the new, what I hear, 86-inch TVs that they just put up in there?
Well, they're doing their denim. Do you like jeans like Michael? They're doing their denim and diamonds.
Yeah, I prefer wearing pants. Yeah, Brad.
Yeah, well, instead of slacks and stuff, you know, denim. You like denim?
Yeah.
And you could go to this party
in tuxedo
on New Year's Eve.
Canadian tuxedo.
You could do it.
Denim on denim?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you should do this.
I want a denim jacket. Like,
denim shirt, though.
I would forfeit right now quarterback toilet bowl if you guys promise to give me a denim jacket from the Ark. You guys can pair it with whatever you want.
I would be in on that.
Of course you would. You're in last.
I'll get you a denim jacket. I think I have one.
I love it, man. But then,
I was like eight. But
yeah.
You could try it. Fat guy, a little coat.
You just got called fat, Micah.
No.
How do you deal with that when that happens to you?
I didn't call you fat this week.
You guys are so mean, but well, yeah, I am fat.
I didn't call you fat.
So am I.
Made an observation.
Durbs will tell you he is. Uh-huh. Mike will tell you he is. Brady's like, oh. See, you can't do that. Like,
the only one that
fat on
out.
Fat crime is okay. Skinny on fat crime is not
everybody
okay.
Everybody just got so pissed. Like, Mike goes, oh, you're the only one that works out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Right? Am I right?
My wife yesterday changed her Facebook profile picture to a picture from South Padre.
Dude, was that wind blowing right at you?
Over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And my belly looks so large. Oh. I'm like, thank you for posting this picture online. Like,
dude, I wasn't even looking at that. I was looking at your moobs.
Yeah.
Like, those made moves on that t-shirt.
Is that why your t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, because the wind was, you could tell the wind was blowing right at him, so it's like sucking it up against his body.
And, I'm like making jokes about it, and then she tries to, and I'm like, no.
No,
you're not allowed to make that joke. Yes. I can make all the jokes about
fat
it.
Fat on fat crime's fine.
Oh, is for small people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not what you said. Now, was it, Brady?
48 minutes after the hour. The pick is coming up next.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, picks time. The Packers are a 2.5-point favorite. I have gone back and forth on this all day, all week. Haven't thought about anything else. Hardly worked. In fact, didn't. I don't even know where my wife and kid is. I've been thinking about this game all week.
Feels irresponsible.
It does, Tanner. Thank you. But it doesn't matter. This is the Broncos we're talking about. A rematch of Super Bowl 32. The helicopter. The Elway-a-copter. This is a Packers team. Thank you, Tanner. This is a Packers team that's very good in every way. I do wonder about their pass rush. I don't know if they're going to get to Bo Nix, and Bo Nix is going to have time back there because it's all or nothing with them. I'm concerned about the Broncos' rushing attack. R.J. Harvey was good against the Raiders, but the Raiders are bad, even though the Mafia got to them, Derbs.
They did.
They did.
Twice.
To Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. Do the Broncos cover? I'm not going to go there. I'm either going to go with the Broncos to win or the Packers to cover. They're 11-2. I like that they're 11-2. I'm not apologizing for 11-2, but the wise guys are telling you something. It's at home. They're saying something here. The wise guys are wise for a reason. 'Tis the season for wise men. After all, it's December.
That's pretty
nice.
Good.
Thank
That's
you.
Well,
it's a little well biblical done. Thing there. Thank you.
No, I got it.
Thanks. Had to get the. You know, Michael had a song on it that said hell yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to. Obviously, try to interject some Christianity back in. I'm sorry, Mike. I love you. Packers are winning. And covering.
No.
What just happened?
The music does not like your pick.
Okay.
That was really bad.
Packers are covering. Thanks for ruining the ending, Mike. Goodbye.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.